Commodore Gage stepped out of a lift and onto the Orion's bridge as battle station sirens wailed. His Genevan bodyguard Torvald brushed past him, the larger man's armored bulk blocking Gage's view of the crew, as he made his way up to the holo tank on the command dais. The ship's XO, Price, was already at the tank. She brushed her blonde hair back from her face and held it. Her other hand on a helmet resting on the circular control panel around the hologram, showing New Madras and the local void. She glanced at Gage's helmet, waiting for him at his station. Protocol. Gage tapped his helmet with one hand while the other jabbed at icons within the tank. Indus ships vectored red diamonds, blinking not far from the main starfort protecting the northern hemisphere. He had to lean back to see around Torvald, who'd put himself between the Commodore and the crew, and the rest of the sailors had yet to don their helmets before the void combat. I'm in command. I button up last. What's everyone waiting for?
Protocol,
Price said softly to keep her words just for Gage.
You're Albion's regent, sir. I mean, sire. By tradition, everyone is to ensure that the royal family, or their representatives, are to... Blast it.
Gage put on his helmet and keyed the air seals. His ears popped as the void suit beneath his uniform locked onto his helmet, and stale air wafted over his face. Price took the cue and followed suit. He heard the snap of more helmets being donned, but could only see the rest of Torvald's back.
Take your place by the lift.
Gage wrapped knuckles against the dragon scale-like armor plates on Torvald's suit.
The crew is no threat. Apologies.
Torvald turned slightly, the front of his helmet closed and modeled after a medieval knight's.
The AI within my suits is insistent. The bonding process has been... Later,
Gage snapped.
There's a battle unfolding, and the crew needs to see me ready and unafraid. Can't do that if I'm peeking over your shoulder. Move!
Torvald stepped off the dais, taking up a position by the lift doors and shifting a carbine off his back to hold against his waist.
We're going to have a discussion on what me being the regent means aboard this ship, after the crisis. Fleet status.
Gage shifted the hollow view to the starfort Umreitzer. The structure was shaped like a compass rosette. Four long planes studded with weapon batteries around a squat inner ring, but with two more up and down the Z-axis, north-south in Albion naval terminology. Plasma cannons lit up with heat from the ship's passive scans, but there was no telemetry data coming from the guns to know which direction they were facing. Gage frowned. Squeezing the fingertips of one hand together, he poked them into the fort and popped his hand open. The command should have displayed all information feeds coming from the fort, but he got a red error message instead.
All ships have made the transition from slipspace, Price said, forming a standard battle line with shields oriented toward the Dagon incursion.
She poked hard on a screen and mumbled a curse.
The data for which just shut off. In fact, none of the Indus channels are... They're broadcasting, but we don't have the crypto to read any of it.
Even in the void, there's a fog of war, Gage said. Have the fleet hold a screen formation over the planet, but don't join shields into a wall just yet. Have the Hephaestus positioned between us and New Madras. We can't afford to lose her. Let's get a better picture of this battle before we lock down for a fight.
He brought up data feeds from his fleet and added them to the holo. Sensor feeds from the Fairbairn flashed with priority traffic, and he swiped it up and into the tank. Up came video of Dagon ships, the distinctive linked diamond hull sections in stark contrast to the Albion and Indus vessels, firing in several directions at once. One Dagon ship, one of their smaller destroyers, took a direct hit at the join between the first and second hull sections and snapped apart, flames grasping at the void as the internal atmosphere bled out.
These are all escorts, Gage frowned. Where's the battleship-sized command vessel? We're not reading anything of that size. Wait a second.
Price shifted the holo up, and a gold square pulsed along a projected flight path from the Orion to Taney City.
Cobra Squadron is escorting Prince Aiden. We don't have any identifying friend or foe transponders from the Indus. If we don't have theirs, they don't have ours.
Gage's face went pale as he realized his mistake.